And the talk he gives is a
sermon.
One man might say, I go to church to hear the sermon. But another man might say, I don't care anything about the sermon. I just go to hear the...
They might go to hear the choir. My own case, I don't care about sermons. I don't hear too well. I miss a lot of them. In the Episcopal Church, I like to go to the communion service. I like the service itself. It's the thing that appeals to me. Rather than you may have a sermon or may not. I don't care about the sermons. I'd say I don't hear them too well. It's probably a reason I don't get out of work.
I like to go on big holidays and sing. I don't get much chance.
Yeah.
And my voice is really bad.
Yeah.
So if there's a big crowd...
Where do you go? What church?
Down to Union Church.
Yeah.
And if there's a big crowd, nobody can hear my voice.
Yeah.
So it's all right. And the word you might use to describe a good service or a sunset...
To describe what?
A good service or a...
A good service. Words you might use.
Or a sunset?
Well, other than that, it was good. I don't know if it was excellent or good. Interesting.
And sometimes the sunset has a lot of color.
Yeah.
You might call that...
It have to be red. Is that, you mean what color or what did you...
Or what's your feeling about it, or the word that you use to...
Gorgeous sunset or beautiful sunset? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. What did people sometimes tell children would come and get them if they didn't behave?
Tell children would come and get them, the boogeyman? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And the enemy and the opposite of God is called?
Satan, the devil.
Are there any other names for things that frighten children?
Boogeyman? I don't know. Other names? I don't know.
Well, if there is a lonely house off the dark road and nobody lives there...
Oh, it's filled with spooks or ghosts or...
And how might you call the house?
Haunted house.
Have you ever heard the expression "write smart"?
Yeah.
Do you ever use it?
No.
Yeah. When something shocking is reported, perhaps attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying, "Why, the..."
Something shocking is attributed to me, you say? I might say. I don't quite get it.
You might say, "The idea." Or something like that.
Oh, yeah.